Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. This is going to be my last episode on Mondays for a little while because tomorrow I'm going to be welcoming my second child and I'll be taking parental leave. I have some scheduled content that I think you'll enjoy as well as a few other things, but you'll be missed. Now, let's dive in one last time to see what AWS has gotten up to last week. But first, this episode is once again sponsored by our friends at New Relic. New Relic used to, let's not kid ourselves here, be a punchline for how I view the world. They were the epitome of antiquated pricing, difficult to work with, and it didn't really seem like something sensible people would pursue. Now they've changed basically everything I had a problem with. They have fixed their pricing. There's now a free tier. They've open sourced their agent, and they've done a bunch of other changes that make their offering go from something that I loved back in 2012 to something that I really would be excited to play with again if you could trick me into running something production that faced the world these days. I'm serious. Check it out. They offer a free trial, something that sounds like nothing New Relic of the past would ever have considered. Visit newrelic.com. for more details, and thank them again for supporting this ridiculous podcast. Now, what happened last week in the wide world of AWS announcements? Kind of a lot. Amazon Aurora increases maximum storage size to 128 terabytes. You know, I can't shake the nagging feeling that Aurora's maximum storage size is closely tied to one particular customer's workload, and when that workload grows to approach 128 terabytes, we'll see another expansion get announced. Amazon CloudWatch Synthetics strengthens end-to-end Canary run debugging with X-ray traces. That's right, just what this wonderful year 2020 needs, a stronger Canary. Amazon Connect decreases outbound telephony rates for the second time this year in Europe. It's releases like this to price cuts that keep folks from taking their number of price cuts over the course of AWS's lifetime metric seriously. It applies to a single dimension of a single service for phone calls outbound to 6 countries. Sure, it's a welcome change, but for most customers, it's nothing to write home about. Virtually nobody is going to get a smaller AWS bill next month as a result of this cut. Amazon Textract has improved accuracy of detecting currency symbols, key value pairs, and checkboxes. Now that it supports key value pairs, this might be the best, by which I of course mean most horrible, possible way to perform a DNS migration. APN ambassadors are passionate about sharing their AWS technical expertise. Today I learned that an APN ambassador is like an AWS hero, except they're not allowed to quit their jobs and still retain the title. Field notes. Monitoring the Java virtual machine garbage collection on AWS Lambda. I think it's a little rough to call the variety of JVMs that are available, including Coretto 15, which from Amazon went GA last week, and calling all that a garbage collection is a little on the nose. But that's just my take. Preview. Anomaly detection and alerting is now available in AWS Cost Management. Anomaly detection is a giant pain when you get to edge cases or significant scale. So far, early tests on this service are promising, and with a few improvements to their user interface, I think they could really get somewhere positive with this. They've also clearly surmounted my own greatest challenge, my tendency to misspell the word anomaly. Seriously, it's horrible. How Cookpad scaled its Amazon Redshift cluster while controlling costs with usage limits. This Redshift customer success story is brought to you by, wait, Snowflake IPO'd for how much? They're going to eat our lunch, and that's our job. Making ETL easier with Glue Studio. I'm all for making things more accessible to folks who don't have programming backgrounds, but I do struggle to identify folks who are working with ETL who aren't programmers and need a visual interface. I'm probably missing something. How Cerner uses the Amazon Chime to SDK to enhance its virtual health strategy. Chime is, and I'll be sincere for a minute here, legitimately fascinating. It is simultaneously a not terrific messaging app and an SDK that's pretty solid under the hood. I mean, Slack's using it for their video calls. The reputation of the former unfairly taints the latter and makes the whole service kind of a joke. Naming matters. This episode is also sponsored by our friends at chaos search. Does this sound like you? Your company's running an Elk stack, and you're growing weary of constantly adding extra Elasticsearch data nodes, or repeatedly re-indexing and allocating shards, or dealing with data field issues that force re-indexing, which slows down the entire cluster? Good news. There's a much better way. Chaos Search. Listen to what Jason Standiford, VP of Engineering at Revenate, said. When we laid out all the potential solutions, Chaos Search was an easy choice. All of our users were already familiar with the Kibana UI, implementation was a breeze, and Chaos Search has been a drop-in solution from day one. So take it from me or take it from Jason and go try out Chaos Search today at chaossearch.io. Chaos Search, the revolutionary, fully managed log analytics platform that turns your Amazon S3 into an ultra-hot, which is trademarked, data store. That's chaossearch.io. Introducing queued purchases for savings plans. Now that both of the companies that plan their purchases 3 months in advance can schedule their savings plan buys, awesome. For the rest of us, this introduces a renew option that means you won't go a few days without coverage paying on-demand rates by surprise. Design patterns to access cross-account secrets stored in AWS Secrets Manager. It's way easier to access cross-account secrets stored in Route 53. 8 best practices when automating your deployments with AWS CloudFormation. I made it as far as the third item in this list before I started screaming. Recommending Git submodules is the exact opposite of a best practice. Full stop. Enhance your Android e-commerce app with Amazon Interactive Video Service. While I do like the narrative, trying to tell a story about good user experience on Android is unfortunately peeing against the tide. Please don't email me. Building scalable GraphQL APIs on AWS with CDK, TypeScript, AWS AppSync, and AWS Lambda. Just based on the sheer number and variety of services in the headline alone, I'm almost certainly going to find and choose option B, whatever that might be. Migrating and managing large data sets on Amazon S3. Have you ever noticed that these blog posts never ever talk about how to migrate data out of S3? Speaking of, update to Amazon S3 path deprecation plan. Remember how they were originally going to start deprecating S3 path style URLs next week? They were going to do it last year and then it got delayed. Well, now it turns out they're about as good at turning things off at AWS as Google is at keeping things on. So that plan has now been suspended indefinitely. Zen Security Advisory 336, and then they have a giant CVE number I'm not going to read into a microphone, that has a failure mode of sometimes a guest can cause a host machine to reboot. Now, that seems like a bad thing for cloud workload stability, but fortunately it only applies to the older Zen instances and not the new Nitro hypervisor instances. You're not using any of those old things anymore, right? And lastly, AWS Perspective was launched by AWS Solutions. And as always, AWS Solutions leaves me conflicted. On the one hand, they're great demonstrations of what you can build by chaining AWS services together. And on the other hand, they're a display of blistering contempt by AWS to the tune of, you have a problem? Pay money to wire our products together so you can pay us to solve a problem of our own creation with an unsupported monstrosity. And, oh, is that ever a lot of money? This puppy's going to cost you over $500 a month. And that's what happened last week in the world of AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief. Please leave well wishes in the comments at lastweekinaws.com/review. Where you say nice things about this podcast, and I will talk to you both through some recorded content and when I get back from having kiddo number 2.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.